help us kick off our first storyteller tonight with Amy Bellmere.
Feels the sky. Oh, thanks, you guys. I appreciate it. I am a public high school nurse. There's 1,000 people under the roof, one nurse. And in the last 3 weeks or so, just so you can get an idea of what it looks like for me, I have fielded an anaphylactic reaction, a concussion. I've done a suicide assessment. I've helped with boyfriend and girlfriend problems. I have assisted students with, you know, anxiety, depression. And today I got to close a laceration from culinary class on the hand. Yeah, it was very exciting. Yeah, really nice kid. I think I did a good job. And then the ever popular substance abuse assessment, really enjoy those. And I also give out snacks. So cup of noodles. Remember that, that's very important. Well, I want to talk a little bit about marijuana. You know, it's legal now. And this has been really tough on minors because it's really accessible for them. And it's found its way into high schools. And so the security staff and the administrative staff and myself are really trying to work hard at trying to keep it out of the house, right? But occasionally you've got these groups of kids that just want to see if they can get away with it, right? So we've got a group of five kids in one particular afternoon, and they are going out into the woods, and they're going deep into the woods because Susie has a vape. And so the game is, let's see if we can all take a hit and then come back in for the afternoon and not get busted. So this is the game. So they go out into the woods, and there's about five of them. And everybody has maybe tried this before, except for one. Nick, he's a vape virgin. He doesn't know what he's doing. You know, everybody, except for Nick, takes one hit. Because, you know, teachers were not born yesterday, and neither were the administrative staff, and this is not the first teenage population we've ever worked with. But Nick, he has a solid three hits. And so here they come back in after their lunch, and the bell has rung, and there's like 5 minutes to get to their locker and get to class. And they're stumbling in through the doors. And Nick is 6'4", 220. And everybody else is half his size in his group. And he just can't quite make it in the door. And he falls back on the pavement, hits his head. And the reason we know this is because we have video cameras, okay? And apparently freshmen and sophomore don't understand that we have this surveillance system, because as a senior mentioned, after he heard about this story, he said, oh, that is so freshman year. Upperclassmen are pretty savvy. So he and his friends are trying to gather themselves. They pick up Nick the best they can, walk him into the foyer of the gymnasium, and he just kind of sits down, you know, in the hallway. And three of the four friends are like, yeah, I'm out. I'll see you later. And one of them goes to the security and says, hey, I think he needs maybe some help getting to class, you know. And so security takes over and says, all right, you go get to class. Brings the wheelchair over and says, what's going on with you? He's like, oh, well. And he just can't help it. I was vaping in the woods. Oh, who were you vaping with? Susie, John, Mark, and Sally. Well, that's very interesting. And who had the vape? Susie. Oh, okay. Where is she keeping the vape? In her bra. Okay, great. And do you have any idea who killed Kennedy? That's not actually my joke. That's Bear's joke. It's here. Good. Thank you for that feedback, Bear. Also, just one last question, and that is, who is your latest crush? Because I just want to get to know you a little better. So, back to the student. Wheel him to the nurse's office, and he is not looking good. He is stoned. He is slurring his speech. He's having a little trouble with his gross motor. Throw the O2 sats on him. You know, I'm doing blood pressure, and I'm doing everything I can do in a nurse's office. I don't have oxygen, and I don't have rescue meds. You know, I have some basic stock and such. And he is getting lower and lower. And while this is happening, and I'm monitoring this student and deciding whether or not to call 911, I've got four other kids that I need to do a substance abuse assessment on, and the security is grounding them up because we have all the information we need. And I said, you know what, Nick, we're going to have to call your mom, and you're going to need an ambulance ride. Your sats are dropping, your respirations are coming down, you look a little pale. I have to remind you to breathe. Okay, take a breath. Okay, that's good. All right, okay, take another one, you know, this kind of thing. When you're at that place, you need to call the ambulance. So he says, before his mom gets there, okay, but if you could just tell my mom I love her. It's just super sappy and sweet. And so for you parents out there who think your teenagers don't love you, I just wanted to say they do, and I hope you don't have to find out this way. So he is going to be able to tell his mom he loves him, he loves her, for 2 full weeks of his suspension every single day. So there's just going to be a lot of love going on there. So mom comes, emergency comes, he gets whisked away, he sleeps off his high in the ER. 2 weeks later, he comes back, so sweet, comes to me in my office, apologizes, I have learned my lesson, Nurse Amy, and I have brought you a present, and it is a Costco-sized box of plastic forks for the noodle cups that he has purchased with his own money. So sweet. And I said to him, hey, look, you know, this is my stance. I have raised 3 teenagers. I got one in the room. Thank you for being a rule follower. The other two were not. And I just want to tell kids and parents, like, I don't expect you to be perfect. I just want you to keep improving yourself.